Radio Emilia Romagna Musica. Eventi live.
Musica e visioni a Ravenna, Fennez e Lillevan. Abbandoniamo il tema del Ravenna Festival per una volta, il tema dal titolo Ex Tenebris ad Lucem, per parlarvi oggi di una rassegna collaterale, Musica e Visioni, che ha avuto come ospite un originale chitarrista punk rock austriaco, Fennez, che si è esibito il 23 giugno scorso alla Rocca Brancaleone di Ravenna. Originale nel senso più viscerale del termine, perché innanzitutto è estremamente autentico nei suoni che riesce a far uscire dal suo strumento e dal suo laptop. E inoltre perché le sue origini sono punk rock, anche se la materialità della pietra rotolante del rock si dissolve nelle dimensioni altre che le vibrazioni della sua musica odierna riescono poi a penetrare. Nella serata che vi proponiamo, Wild Tales, Fennez si accompagna ad un videoartista, il tedesco Lillevan, per fondere le visioni immaginate dalla sua musica con quelle che il bravissimo collaboratore sa creare. È uno spaziare nel tempo e nelle larghezze del visibile, dell'ascoltabile e di ciò che può essere immaginato. Un binomio che fa fluire i suoni con le immagini e viceversa. Sono creazioni nuovissime, contemporaneamente ancestrali, senza tempo e confini, perché esplorano gli abissi di ciò che può essere immaginato. Ascoltiamo ora l'intervista a Fennez in inglese di Maria Livia Sciacca prima dello spettacolo di Musica e Visioni.
Which kind of performance will you make tonight?
It's going to be an audiovisual performance together with Lillevan, and well, I do what I always do. I play my like excerpts and parts from my tracks, and I improvise with them. So what I'm trying to do is to always have a very unique mix of all my material, and each time I go on stage it's a little bit different.
What kind of sensation have you when you perform?
Yeah, it definitely gets influenced by the atmosphere of the venue, and this year is like really nice, and the sound seems to be spectacular, really fantastic sound system, and this is definitely influencing me while I'm playing. For me, it's what I like to do the most, you know. I mean, I'm the most happy when I perform. I mean, I'm getting in a different world, and I feel like connected to the gods or whatever, you know. It's like the only time when I really feel good is when I make music on a stage.
If you have this kind of connection to music, you can use every kind of music, and everything is possible.
Maybe, yes, perhaps. I can only speak for myself. I mean, for me, the most important thing is the passion in the music and the emotional approach. I'm not an intellectual musician. I'm a very emotional musician, I think. That doesn't mean that I'm not interested in intellectual musical concepts. I am interested. But when I perform, my own music has to be, at least trying to find something beyond the, you know, I don't know what's happening, you know, the reality, whatever. I don't know. I can't even describe it. But it's like, you know, a feeling that you can kind of sense only and never get it, but sometimes you have an idea of it, you know, and you think you can reach it, but you never really do. I don't know. Maybe other people reach it when they're doing yoga or whatever. I don't know. For me, it's music.
Beyond the images of the videos we are going to see tonight, which kind of images have you associated in the past to your music or today? If you have to say, this image can describe my sounds.
Well, all the visual artists that I've been working together with, which is Lily Van, which is Giuseppe La Spada, which is John Rosencroft, they all kind of captured, I think, what I'm doing in a visual way. And they're all very different at the same time. So it's difficult to say. I was always influenced. My work was really very influenced by the films of Chris Marker. And I've been a huge fan since I'm a teenager, actually. And my music has been, yes. You know, if you see the movie Sans Soleil, this is what my Endless Summer album was like, actually really hugely influenced by.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.